everybody, and welcome to the Upkeep for Monday, October 26th, 2020.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
First magical news item this week is the first league weekend is in the books for the Rivals and the MPL.
That's right. There will be a full wrap-up article over on magic.gg tomorrow. But in the meantime, we are here to tell you that Rei Sato led the MPL league with 11 wins, which was two more than anyone else.
Wow.
He was on Gruul Adventures.
He won one of the splits last year, too, by the way.
Rei Sato continuing to impress. Paulo Vitor Dama de Rosa was next on 9 wins with Rakdos Midrange.
Yes, that's my deck of choice. Yeah,
some real surprises up at the top there. And, you know, when the last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of Azorius Blink. But, you know.
And Demir Rogues in this field was really, really heavy as well.
That's right.
And so to see two decks that were not Demir Rogues leading the standings, kind of interesting.
Although Maria, speaking of, Stan Sipka, LSV, and Bernardo Santos led the Rivals League with 8 wins each, and they were all on Demir Rogues.
Okay, well, you know, we had a moment where we thought we weren't going to be dominated.
It was up there.
Yeah, really interesting stuff here, and now the players are starting to kind of sift themselves into their order of who is in the lead and who is trailing on points here in these Rivals and MPL leagues, which will place them into the end of the season tournaments.
That's right. These league weekends are the only way for them to earn points besides the Splits Championships.
Yes.
And so pretty important stuff.
It was cool to see coverage of this past weekend, too. It was really excellent and pretty high viewership, too, I thought. Yeah. The next one of these, if you didn't catch the one this past weekend or see any of the players' individual streams, is coming up the weekend of the 7th.
That's right. And like you mentioned, it's really cool because you can either watch coverage or you can pick your favorite player or someone who's on a really cool deck that you like. And all these players were streaming all weekend.
Super cool.
So you can go and watch,
hours and hours of endless content.
Hours of content.
Speaking of the Rivals and the MPL League, Austin Bursevich has been invited to be in the Rivals League for the season, replacing Eric Froelich, who has been removed because his wife, Athena Froelich, now works full-time for Wizards of the Coast.
That's right. That policy is old and arcane, but anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
It is in place.
It is in place, so he can't play anymore. He said goodbye on Twitter, and go send him a message if you want to say thanks for being a player all these years.
Yeah. Next up, Arena on Mobile has been delayed until early 2021. This is part of a bunch of pieces of news that we're going to talk about that came out of the Hasbro third quarter earnings call. And they just said that this is in order to allow WotC to, quote unquote, fine tune the game.
And who is surprised by this news?
Nobody is surprised.
Nobody. I was, in fact, shocked when they announced it was going to be in 2020.
Yes.
I was like, how on earth is it going to be ready?
Well, the answer is... It's not. But it is a massively complex game.
Oh,
I can't
even
imagine trying to put it onto a phone.
No, me either.
And so they've pushed that back to early 2021.
Okay, fingers crossed that they don't push it back again because I want it on my phone.
I mean, so true. Also, coming out of that call, MTG revenue is up double digits in 2020.
Wow.
And this is a time when, during the same period, Hasbro's overall revenue fell 12%.
So basically, what you're telling me is Magic is propping up Hasbro.
They really absolutely are.
Wow.
There was growth in both tabletop and digital.
That's surprising.
I know.
Given the pandemic and everything. People still buying paper.
Absolutely they do. Core Set 2021 was, in fact, the best-selling core set ever.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yes. Arena has reached 2.8 billion games played since launch, and players play an average of 9 hours a week.
Low estimate.
I mean, I guess that's got to be evened out by the people who only hop on once versus me getting on every day.
So you mentioned Hasbro's overall revenue. It actually fell 12% in the same period. So Magic doing really well for this brand. They've got to be like, thank you, Magic. Give them more money, Hasbro.
Mm-hmm. And this part is very interesting, I think. Tabletop sales still exceed digital sales, and digital releases on Arena have a noticeable positive impact on tabletop sales.
Yeah, I love this piece of data because a lot of people, you know, coming into Arena being released were like, oh, this is the death of tabletop because we now have this easy way to play in Arena. Not so.
Not so at all.
Wow. Really interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, next up, Commander Legend previews have officially begun.
That's right. These had to be pushed back due to some COVID-19 difficulties in getting the product. But there's a bunch of new cards that were previewed today, including Tevish Zat, Doom of Fools.
This is the coolest name of a card I've heard in a long time.
Doom of Fools.
Doom of Fools. And I'm excited to see Tevish Zat on a card.
Yeah, he's spooky.
I love Tevish Zat.
He's a real demon, man.
Real demon. Uh-huh. And he makes thrall tokens.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so Commander Legends, just to keep it on your radar, releases November 20th. Once again, had to be delayed because of COVID complications. Our preview card, get excited, is going live on Monday the 2nd.
Sick. So, you know, come back and see it.
Yes.
Just another reminder, we mentioned this last week, but the next Arena Open is October 31st through November 1st. So that's this coming weekend.
Yeah.
And it is standard. So, you know, just go play it because they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're super fun. I love these events. You can play best of one or best of three on day one. Day two is best of three in standard. But yeah, you can win up to $2,000 if you get the max number of wins on the second day. It costs gold to enter. You win gems and stuff for doing well. I think it's a super fun way to play this tournament, and I'm going to be playing. So if you want to get beaten,
Maria has
join
been
the queue.
Stockpiling gold.
Maria's so
like
gold.
A dragon. Sometimes I open Arena on the office computer and it's logged into Maria's account, and I'm like, this is definitely not my account.
I am ready.
As soon as I get enough gold, I immediately just, I compulsively get into a draft. Like, I can't stop myself. I'm like, 10,000 gold, time to draft.
I don't even know how many I have, but like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Anyways, good on you. I cannot save digitally, apparently. And last up, Red Bull Untapped qualifiers were this past weekend, or a qualifier was this past weekend. Demir Rogues came out on top of that. It was 17% of the field, which had more than 1,000 players.
Yeah, this is really cool. Red Bull's been running these qualifiers now for months and months and months leading up to their big tournament near the end of the year, which offers quite a lot in terms of prize money. Mm-hmm. So cool to see these tournaments still doing well. Demir Rogues topped there. Gruul Adventures was the next most popular deck, followed by Rakdos Midrange and Mono Red Aggro.
No Yorion to be seen.
Yeah, not in those top... What is it? Top four? One, two, three, four. Not in those top four decks. Pretty cool.
It was also a split format tournament that had historic rounds as well. So the top decks there were Gruul Aggro, Sultai Midrange, and Four Color Control.
Cool stuff.
Very cool.
Well, there you go. That's all the Magic news that you need this week to start your week off right. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out our full-length podcast. It's called Good Luck High Five, found anywhere you get your podcasts. You can support this show, that show, and everything that we make over on patreon.com/glhfmagic.